stay in the gates. That's what you gotta do in this league. You gotta stay there and get it to overtime, or in our case, we came all the way back and took a lead. That's what you gotta do. And, I was really impressed. Guys played a great third period. You know, really, stepped up and did a nice job. So, the first two periods, Boston, tough team. They were skating well. Their neutral zone was tough. They were getting in the zone and playing well and skating. And, we made some adjustments. Adjustments worked pretty well. And guys stepped up and played a hard third period. And we were finally rewarded for what I thought. I thought we were playing a good game. A couple tough plays got us down, but that's how it is against Boston.
We've seen how tough it is to get one goal and to help you in there after winning goal.
Yeah, happy for him. Let's just hope it's the floodgates now. Staff likes to work in one after another. He gets one and they just seem to come. So we'll keep him feeling good, and his line mates are getting the puck. As long as he's in those tough spots like he was when he scored, you're gonna see pucks going. And we've that's what we've just been trying to tell him, be patient, have faith, go to tough spots.
Ryan, is the search here for a 60-minute game? That was a monster third period, a pretty good first period. The second period, obviously, is nowhere near where it needed to be.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, you want to play the 60. I liked our adjustment. I thought our third period was strong. We held them to 3-4 shots on goal. Turn the tables on there, and we got tied up, got lead, and they didn't go through us. They did a good job playing neutral zone, and they had to chip it in. We retrieved it, we moved it, got it back out, got deep, got the puck. That's kind of game we had to play. Just hopefully we learn from this that period and apply that to a whole game.
How different is this team when Myers plays like he didn't today?
It's an advantage. I mean, he's a great player. He's got range, he's got physical attributes that not a lot of people have. And I've been trying to just be positive with him and remind him that he's a big guy. Everyone has to come through you to come to me. And so let's work together. And even if he gets beat, he's just got to pivot once. And he's got the wheels to catch people. He's got to stick to disrupt plays. So as long as he's not heading the wrong direction and getting flat-footed, as long as he's keeping flow, he's very effective. And we saw that from him tonight. He's much better.
Ryan, what do you think with this team?
It's always more important to come against Boston, which doesn't get blown in the third, but a lot of teams have been able to solve.
I don't know. It's important for us to get points, but against Boston, we recognize the rivalry, and I know the guys in here recognize this measuring stick. We're one of the elite teams, and we step on the ice and we prove that we belong. That's what it comes down to for me. I think that's a shared feeling around the room, but you can ask the boys. But for me, it's a measuring stick, and I want to go stop those big boys. I know if I'm doing that and I'm doing something right, I can compete against anybody. We're a good team.
What clicked with this team tonight that hasn't clicked in some of the games past?
I thought we did a good job just turning the puck around. We were working hard. That third period, I think, just puck recovery, staying on top of them, pucks to net. Guys are staying in the hard areas. Guys are retrieving pucks. That's the game's not just going to come to you. You have to get in the right positions and then trust your teammates. And I thought guys were spread out in the right way where they could make plays. And they came together when they had to get pucks back. That's that ebb and flow of the game where you see tight groups and spread the ice. We did a better job of that tonight.
Thanks, guys.
We got it.